What is sex addiction? And is it really an addiction? How does it happen? And how do you get past it? Michelle Zelli is a life coach helping people get over their sex addiction.
We all think about sex a lot. That's acknowledged. When the thoughts of sex actually are played out and it becomes detrimental to our lives and we feel we lose the choice, then we know we have an addiction.
Now, is this really a disease or just someone who hasn't got any self-control?
Well, I've got to say, I think that addiction is a part of a personality. Some people have addictive personalities, and it's as though there is no on-off switch. And the sex addiction is exactly the same components as drug addiction, food addiction, shopping addiction, gambling addiction. It basically creates a chemical cocktail that is akin to cocaine in its potency. We are chasing that high all of the time. So my belief is, yes, it is a genuine illness.
Is it generally men that get it? Because the famous examples are men.
Yes, 20% of women, which is still a significant number. I mean, we're talking 6% of the population. And I actually think that that is unrealistic. And the access we've got to porn and chat rooms and all sorts of things is only increasing those numbers.
And why do you think women get it so much less? Because I don't think we enjoy sex any less.
Well, it's a very good question. And I don't really know the answer. Traditionally, it is believed that men think about sex something like 20 times more than women. Now, you know, I've got no proof for that, but that's what the scientists have been telling us. So if that was true, then those stats would make sense.
So if you think you have got sex addiction, then what do you need to do about it?
Well, you need to identify what it is that is causing you to behave in a way that is masking and distracting yourself from other areas of your life. So look at the void you are trying to fill. Any addiction, same thing. We will find that when we're about to play out an addiction, there becomes a real feeling of discomfort. Sometimes it's too painful to actually sit with. And what we do is, by anticipating the next high, which is the anticipation is often far better than the actual playing out, what we're doing is creating that cocktail of hormones that I talked about and giving ourselves some excitement, adrenaline. And of course, that feeling of discomfort just vanishes temporarily.
Is sex addiction by its very nature, because you're looking for a high, means you have to find a new partner all the time? Or in fact, is it that you can, if you've got a willing partner, could do it with them an awful lot?
It seems to be not with the same partner. And I think that part of the adrenaline cocktail is about going out, finding something new, something bigger, something better. And when I say going out, I also mean going into your study or whatever it is you're using and getting on the computer, because a lot of sex addiction is computer driven.
And what about from the other side then? If your partner happens to be a sex addict, what can you do?
You've got to set your own boundaries here. You can't change somebody else. And that's a really tough thing to take on board, especially if you love someone, you see them deteriorating. But you have to accept that you are not in control of them, but you are in control of how you respond to them. I would recommend that you sit down, you have an open conversation about this, and you set your ground rules. You tell them how it's making you feel and what the implications are and what are you going to do about it to keep yourself whole and strong.
And you mentioned that a lot of sex addiction can actually be sort of over the internet, on the computer, yeah, and things. Is that really as bad as, you know, doing it sort of physically?
Well, that's another grey area. I mean, I think that's between couples to decide. Now, when it becomes an addiction, the answer is yes, because we are out of control. Okay, whether it's still an infidelity, that's between two people to decide what their own boundaries are. But I think what we need to be clear about is what it is we're going for. We're going for a high. Eventually, after we've had the high, we're going to feel shamed, remorseful, regretful, and it's going to be detrimental in a lot of areas of our life. That's how we know that it's not great.
That's life coach Michelle Zelli.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.